Hello everyone, welcome back to August Wisdom number 2. 31 episodes in 31 days. Each is just a nugget of wisdom for you to take away with you, to chew over and to apply in your life and see what happens, and hopefully great things will happen. And I just want to mention before we get going with August Wisdom 2 that for August I've actually got a 25% discount on my 10-week coaching package, and you get an additional 10% discount if you are a first time student of mine, whether it's your first when you've never done classes with me before, you've never done coaching. So I just wanted to let you know in case you're looking for coaching on the topics that I'm covering in August. So August Wisdom 2 is about having a bias towards action, being biased towards action. This is a Deep Psychology podcast. I'm Ross Edwards, author, coach, podcaster, and avid practitioner and teacher of psychology and spirituality. In listening to this podcast, you're part of the worldwide Deep Psychology community of tens of thousands of people undertaking profound personal transformation. You can find me on Spotify and Apple, where I release new episodes every Thursday. If you dig what I do and want to help the show grow, share this with a friend and leave a review. You can also go deeper with this work by training with me at deep-psychology.com. Let's get started. So what does this mean? This sounds maybe abstract, but it's very, very concrete and practical, right? What I'm basically getting at here is that change really occurs through action. Now, action doesn't need to just be physical, right? Mental effort also produces change. In fact, you'd be amazed at the studies they've done on people who do mental rehearsal or mentally learn how to play the piano, for example, and they're able to do it just as well as someone who'd spent the same amount of hours practicing on an actual piano, for example, right? So our thoughts do create change and our mental processes and habits do create change, right? But that is still an effort or an action. Change is about effort and action. Change is actually kind of about faking it until you make it. It's like a small child learning how to walk. At first they can't walk, and what do? They don't read books about walking. They don't ask their mum or dad to tell them about how to walk in a classroom and then do like a big theoretical study of it and then get to work trying to walk, putting all this theory into action. No, they basically just fake it until they make it. They basically rehearse over and over again until they actually are able to do it. They find their feet. You can think of change like that, as finding your feet, as rehearsing, right? And this occurs through action. Now, why am I saying this? Because in my classes, in my coaching, in my friendships, in my relationships, and just in general, I see it in many people and across society, is that we mistake learning ideas and reading books and sort of obsessing about what a certain teacher is saying or what a certain sort of thought leader is saying or a certain idol of ours is saying. But what do we do with that knowledge and wisdom and insight? Not very much often. It just gets stored in our mind as information, right? And we don't actually do anything with it. This applies to sport. It applies to playing a musical instrument. It applies to learning a language. It applies to spirituality. Perhaps more than any other area in life, it applies to spirituality. It really applies to absolutely any form of change that you can think of, right? And you'll notice yourself, for example, if you've ever read a book and you maybe enjoyed reading the book at the time and you thought, well, if I really applied the lessons in this book, it would really change my life in a positive way. But then what happens once you finish the book? It gets put away on the bookshelf and you never look at it again. You maybe even give it to charity or to a library or to a friend and you never see it again. And basically all of that knowledge is lost. It's gone. And it actually didn't really affect you very much. This is because you've, and listen, I'm not judging you. I've done this plenty of times. And I'm not saying you don't have to read books. I'm not saying you have to practice everything that you read, right? I don't think that's really possible, if especially if you like reading. But fundamentally, you need to have a bias towards action. You need to realize that action is really how change works. You know, it's how you find your feet. It's how you eventually rehearse to the point that you're ready to, that you've actually gained the skills and you're ready to take them out there. And this is particularly true in like coaching or therapy or psychotherapy or anything. And I know this because I do coaching with people. And basically what I mean by this is that we often spend a lot of time in therapy and coaching analyzing why our behavior is a certain way, or why we can't make a change, or why this, or why that. Why is my relationship not the way I want it to be? Why is my job not the way I want it to be? Anything. So we do all this analysis and we go into like the your childhood perhaps, and we talk about, you know, habits, and we look at your mentality and so on. And then what happens? Well, you get all that information, but then what do you do with it? Not very much. You just, you know, you say, well, okay, fine, but where does the actual change happen? And the change happens through action. So analyzing in a therapy context, for example, I'm not a qualified therapist, I'm a coach, but in a therapy context, for example, analyzing all the reasons behind why something isn't how you want it to be is a good way of understanding your life, understanding yourself, understanding your obstacles, right? But those obstacles, often you can sort of work them out through therapy and so on. But actually, what it ultimately boils down to is, are you able to take action, right? It's like if we analyzed all the reasons why someone can earn more money, and they worked through it and they understand that they maybe got trauma, or they've got some ideas about money, or they've not developed the skills, or they need to find a new profession, or whatever it is, they've got the reasons behind it, right? But unless the person actually goes out and works against those obstacles in the real world through taking action, they're not going to do anything. They're not really going to change, because they're not finding their feet through action. They're not rehearsing in a different way. They're not sort of becoming a new person through action. They're just sitting there with all this information and all the reasons why they're not doing the thing, right? This is also true in something like being self-employed, which I've pretty much always been self-employed. And I know pretty much most people I know closely have had an idea at some point for starting a business, right? But what I find is that typically it just stays as an idea forever, right? They have this idea and then years go by, and they've still got the idea, and they've done nothing about it, right? Now, obviously, there are reasons behind that. There are psychological reasons behind that. There's, I don't know, there's all kinds of reasons why people do that, right? And they can understand those reasons, and they can say, well, okay, great, I can see those obstacles, those inner obstacles, and I can understand why I'm not taking the action. Maybe I've got this limiting belief. Maybe I'm creating this catastrophic idea. Maybe I'm thinking about it wrong. Maybe I don't have the business skills, right? But ultimately, the only way to overcome that issue is to start the business, or to at least take some action, or to put something out there to the public just to see, like to do something, right? You cannot replace that. You cannot replace the taking the action and putting something out there and seeing if there's some sort of fit in the marketplace with what you want to do as a business, right? And this is such a common example, and it demonstrates very clearly why action is the most important thing. So I want you to sort of look at your life, any areas you want to change, anything you want to improve, anything you're working on right now, and have a bias towards action. And this doesn't preclude inner change, because I actually think inner change mostly occurs through action. Of course, inner change can occur through introspection, but introspection is also action. It's not just sitting around, you're actually trying to get to the root of things, right? Introspection is also action to a certain degree. But fundamentally, that's how change occurs, through action. And I just want you to be very aware of that in whatever pursuits you're doing. Stop reading about the thing. Stop trying to get the perfect technique. Stop trying to find the perfect set of instructions. Get something and get working on it. And over the months and years, you will become a whiz at this thing. You will be amazing at this thing. And you'll be surprised at how much you will learn by yourself without the perfect instruction, the perfect teacher, if you're just really really passionate about the pursuit or the hobby or whatever it is that you're trying to do. You'll be surprised how much you will pick up on your own. You don't need the perfect theory to start taking action. So have a bias towards action. And that's something I instill in all my coaching clients. Remember, 25% off for the month of August and an additional 10% if it's your first time doing any form of work with me. All right, that's August Wisdom 2. Remember to subscribe on Apple or Spotify to get reminded of the next one, which is tomorrow at the same time. And I'll be back tomorrow with the next episode. Thanks a lot for listening. I hope this is helpful for you, and I will see you very soon. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and share with a friend. And if you'd like to go deeper, head to deep-psychology.com to join my training. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you soon.